no problem. I sit here aging at the street-side cafe, giving off the sickly yellow smoke of decay, while people walk by pretending not to notice, glancing away into the distance or down at their phones, doing their best out of politeness or shock to ignore me, sitting here aging. And I don't blame them. It's hard to watch. And now the waitress, in her burning beauty, her lustrous, incandescent womanhood, walks up to me in a radiant cloud of youth and asks if I want another iced latte macchiato. But I'm aging so fast, I'm racing so quickly through time, I can barely hear her. And furthermore, I know what she really wants to say is, your aging is kind of gross, kind of a turnoff. Maybe you could go do it somewhere else where it doesn't frighten the customers. And besides, it's not like there's anything I can do about it. And as I sit here with my skin peeling off and crumpling up like toilet paper, and my hair falling out on the table, and my teeth rotting, and my bones turning to glass, and all my organs drowning in the sludge of age, I croak to her as she floats in the cool, creamy oasis of her youthful lustrousness. I do manage to croak. Yeah, another iced latte macchiato would be great. And from 90 million light years away, from the beautiful, bountiful, burning galaxy of her late teens, she says to the fast decaying, maybe starting to smell bad, just about to be covered with flies, old, leathery carcass, I'm becoming, no problem. Except that there is, actually, a problem.